Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
This program comes to you from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. Meteorologist Ed Kieser now joins us for a look at the weather forecast in South America.
A mix of weather conditions continues across South American grain production areas. In general, some improvement has occurred this week and more is expected in the coming week. The area under greatest weather risk continues to be eastern Brazil. Much of Minas Gerais and Bahia have been dry since mid-January and are in the midst of an agricultural drought. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected in the coming week to help improve topsoil moisture, but it is likely that the underlying dryness is not going to end for a while. We'll need to continue to monitor this area. It should be noted that not all crops in Minas Gerais and Bahia have been impacted by this growing drought. Many fields are double cropped and the first crops were harvested at the beginning of the dry spell. The impact from this drought is on late planted full season crops and especially second season crops, including safrinha corn. This region produces about 20% of Brazil's corn and soybeans, so it is likely the impact from this drought will only be on 10% or less of Brazil's crop. Farther west and south in Brazil, rainfall has increased and more is on the way. That includes soil moisture improvement for much of neighboring and previously dry Goiás and Sao Paulo. Abundant rainfall is expected to continue this week in Mato Grosso and Mato Grosso do Sul. That rain will benefit filling crops, but continue to slow first crop harvesting and second crop planting. Meanwhile, Paraguay and South Brazil should receive near average rainfall in the coming week. In Argentina, there is finally a break in the rain, and only a little rainfall is expected in the coming week. This break will help fields dry out and allow for a pickup in early corn and sunflower harvesting. Temperatures will remain unseasonably cool, highs mostly in the 70s, maintaining stress-free conditions for filling crops.